It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? We want to have a conversation with you that you will not hear debated on any other podcast or any radio station anywhere in Ireland, because it's one of those things that they just don't talk about anymore, but we do here. Over the weekend, a series of videos and social media posts circulated online alleging, and I'm using that word in huge letters, alleging that three Somalian men, very specific by the way, very specific to their nationality, three Somalian men are alleged to have been cooking a dog on a spit in Ballymun, near Shangan area of Ballymun, over the weekend. And this was allegedly discovered by somebody who was allegedly contacted the guards and was allegedly arrested as a result, but also allegedly has a video of the whole incident.
So, in short, Adrian doesn't believe the story that was spread on social
absolutely
media.
I absolutely don't believe this story, okay? And I want to call out this story and the people like Daz News who have propagated it, who have spread it online, who have encouraged people to spread it.
I hear, we all get things wrong.
No, there's wrong and there's wrong. Let's deal with this from the start.
Okay, can I just read it? Because this is breaking news. Just as we started recording this podcast, so literally in the last few minutes when we started recording this, the NSPCA have issued a statement on their social media. And they say, last Thursday, the NSPCA inspectors responded to reports of the remains of a dog that had been severely burnt in Ballymun, Dublin 11. Upon arrival, inspectors, so this isn't Johnner from Facebook or Eamon from Instagram. This is the actual inspectors for the NSPCA. On arrival, inspectors immediately did everything possible to identify the animal, including scanning for a microchip. Tragically, the remains were so badly damaged that identification was not possible. Inspectors also discovered what appeared to be a stick or a pole lodged in the dog's body. This is one of the most distressing cases our inspectors have encountered. No animal should ever suffer or be treated in that way. The NSPCA is actively investigating this incident and is appealing to anyone who may have seen or heard anything to assist, and that is just in the last few minutes. So one of the stories that went out there was that the animal was actually on a spit and that it was being cooked. Now, Davin, straight away, so your minds are made up already. Well, no, Davin, we spent the last few hours looking at all the evidence, and myself and Adrian are both in agreement of this. If there was a video
or photographs or any sort of proof
showing three black men, and I don't know how you know they're Somalian.
Well, they do. They know they're Somalian.
I don't know how you would know.
Maybe they show them their passports or
Don't be smart now, Adrian, but there's no way you can tell someone's...
This is all part of the what I'm absolutely despising about this story.
Okay. So, having looked at the evidence, sorry, what we were saying, if there were videos, so this happened last week, yeah? If there were videos of three Somalian men, and I'm not being flippant about this or making a joke out of it, but if there was a photograph or video of three Somali men sitting in the park in Ballymun with knives and forks and barbecue sauce or whatever the case may be, and eating that for their dinner, believe me, I bet my mortgage on it, those videos would have been circulated at this stage. So we're calling it out now. Where are the videos?
Yep. If you have the videos, Where's the proof
that
three Somalian men were cooking a dog? Like, literally, this is what we've been told. So let me go back to the start of this story. This rumor was spreading around like wildfire. And a number of people went actually to the site in Ballymun where this dog was dead. So I've a load of audio to play to you. So let's first listen to a video where somebody arrived at the scene and actually found the dog in Ballymun.
Ballymun here. I believe that Somalians cooked the dog up here, trade him. This lad's opening it up now. See what's going on. Oh my God. What is it? Huh? Fuck hell. Looks like a dog, doesn't it?
Holy shit.
Dirty bastards. Fucking Somalians out there kicking a fucking dog up here on Ballymun. Dirty bastards. The fucking smell of the thing. Oh my god, there's some Shang Gang in the field. As you can see here, absolute foil. What we're letting into this fucking country. Gonna get sick. Over and out.
All right, there's somebody who found this animal in the park near Shangan and believes that it was a load of Somalian men who were cooking the dog. Here's another one.
Before you play it, because we all want to be certain that we're all on the same page here. Everybody is repulsed and disgusted.
That a dog is dead.
That a dog
absolutely
is dead.
And clearly died in horrific circumstances.
Horrific circumstances. So let's be all in agreement, because people say, oh, Adrian and Jeremy think it's okay to do that. It's part of their tradition. It's part of their tradition. We all, as an animal lover, I am absolutely disgusted. Now, I want you to deal with this absolute clown, Bridget, mm-hmm. Bridget Tobin on her Facebook page.
Yeah, go on.
Here you go again, backing up the illegals. You were paid to say it.
Stop it. Doesn't even warrant a reply.
She believes, in her brain, in Bridget's brain, she believes...
Oh, we're getting paid money to...
That we're getting paid money to say that it wasn't Somalians. So, Bridget, again, I will say to you what I say to every... Send us in the evidence.
Prove me wrong, Bridget. Yeah, prove me wrong. I am calling this out as absolute bollocks. Call me out and prove me wrong. And I'm literally, prove me wrong. I was proven wrong a couple of months ago, also in Ballymun, over the house in Ballymun, and I put my hands up. We were called out over that nobody was brought to see the house in Ballymun, that were Roma gypsies. That proved to actually be true. So call me out, prove me wrong. So another guy then went up to verify that it was actually a dog dead.
For all you fuckers that didn't believe that video, it's true. I'm standing. There's a dog underneath that. It's here. In the middle of Ballymun, in the middle of Shangang Field, there's a burnt dog under there that was trying to be spit roasted by three Somalians last night. So there you go. That's the truth. It is the truth. Three Somalians were caught burning that poor dog last night trying to eat it. And it's still laying in the field now. And who do I ring to get this took away? Because the kids and all play up and down this field. Me fucking heart. That's like I lifted up the towel. It's a dog.
And there's no denying it's a dog. It absolutely is a dog. So where did this rumour come from, or this belief that Somalians were in the park in Ballymun barbecuing the dog over the last couple of days? Well, I want you to have a listen to Daz. You may know this guy. He's
he does really good stuff. Now, some of the stuff he does it without even check. This is the problem with social media when people have social media accounts. They just put stuff up without actually verifying it. We've got things wrong in the past.
Yeah, no, I'm just after admitting one.
We've often put our hand up and gone, we've got it wrong. But generally, we weren't even going to do this topic today on today's podcast because we didn't know enough about it. And then we got messages from people in the area saying it's complete bullshit. It's all made up. So our job and our duty is to find the truth.
Somewhere, or at least do our very best to find the truth.
Somewhere here's the truth, but we're not going to make accusations based on messages that come into us. Like, just before you play that message, read out the message that came in from that one. This just shows that when you spread rumours with no backup, you get messages like this. I'll read it out from Mandy. Absolute scum of the earth to do that to the dog. They should be shot. I've no time for animal cruelty. We should all kick up about this. They arrested the wrong people. Deport the rotten fucks now. That is a quote on her Facebook page from Mandy. So Mandy, upon hearing that story, firmly believes in her heart of souls, without even seeing any evidence, that three Somalian men had a lovely dinner eating a dog. Now, the bizarre thing is, lads, the people who believe this are the same people who believe that Somalian refugees are being fed in hotels in Ireland, which they are, by the way. So why would
they need to go to a park?
Why would Somalian refugees staying in a hotel at the taxpayers' expense, why would they need to eat a dog? Like, surely I know the hotel food is crap, but surely the food in a hotel would be better than eating a dog.
Okay, what I want to focus in on is the fact that this story has gone international. And when I say international, being spread by the usual right-wing loonies, okay? And they're basically claiming this is the truth of what is happening in Ireland, that foreigners are having barbecues and eating dogs.
Well, Somalians in particular.
Somalians in particular. Yeah. Daz from Daz News, Jeremy mentioned him. You think he does some good stuff. That's fine. That's your opinion. Here's what he had to say.
The amount of messages I'm receiving, thank you for highlighting this, thank you for breaking this story. These are the kind of things that people need to see, because these are the kind of things that these people are doing. Like, they just didn't stumble on a dead dog. They would have to have went out, hunt the dog down, took its life, and then done this to him. A lot of content creators are out there picking this story up in England, which I'm so grateful for, because everybody needs to see what's going on in Ireland. When I received this message, I could not believe what I was reading. When I actually seen it from my own eyes, I couldn't believe this is taking place in Ireland. And share these videos out far and wide, because people don't see this. Look at just pages like this to highlight this.
Okay, so basically Daz is delighted, absolutely thrilled that content creators in England are sharing this bullshit story across the UK. And a lot of it is based on a voice note that was sent to Daz in Daz News. Now, just for the record, I have disguised this voice because it is an actual person.
Even though it was spread, it's been
even
spread
though
all
it's,
over,
it's yeah. been all over the place. I've disguised the voice of this this woman and the person in the background. But this is the basis on which this rumor has propagated. Have a listen to this.
So basically, what happened, Daz, was that a friend of mine was walking home from work, him and his other friend, and it was early in the morning, but he noticed at the back of where the doctors is that there was three Somalians, and they were like basically spit roasting something. And as they got closer, they seen it was a dog. Now, one of the lads still have pictures and videos, so I'll just get on to him and see, can he get them sent over to me, and I'll send them on to you ASAP.
The dog
is still down there. My mum was saying that they just have a towel over the dog, like nobody will touch it.
Dan was arrested.
Dan, the Irish lad, he was arrested. Him and a kind of a big argument broke out, but the guards came and basically told him that it's their culture, and Dan was arrested, and my other friend Ryan just headed home and let his man know. But supposedly there is photos and videos, and I'm going to get them sent over.
Okay, so supposedly there are photos and videos. Supposedly a young fella got arrested and the guards supposedly said to the young fella, it's their culture. So I want you to picture this. The guards arrive at the scene. There are three Somalian men cooking a dog for their dinner, and the guards just said, oh, no, nothing to see here, lads. That's their culture. They're entitled to eat a dog. The more I hear this story, the more angry I'm getting.
If you believe that, you are really on the bottom rung of the IQ ladder. You have to be on the bottom
rung. And all you have to do is look at the messages coming in, literally ripping us asunder for calling this out. I am calling this out as absolute bollocks, and I'm going to just play one final clip, and this is the reason I think this is absolute bollocks.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets of the people that live there, and this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
No. That was the current president of the United States.
But unfortunately, the damage is already done. So even if videos do appear that show it's local lads doing that to the dog.
And this is my belief. My belief is some local young fellas either picked up a dead dog or fucked a dog into the bin, set the thing on fire. And because you can see from the remains of the dog that the dog is actually covered in melted plastic from a wheelie bin.
It's clear that
it's clear that the bar that is with the dog is actually the axle from the wheelie bin. Okay. I can see that from just watching the videos, and the more people are calling us out, the more people are getting annoyed at us.
But you can't educate stupid people. You cannot educate stupid people. That is the problem. And you know, Daz, as I said, I think a lot of the stuff he does is good. I think his heart is in the right place sometimes, and maybe he did get it wrong. At least be man enough, Daz, to admit. And we've invited him onto this podcast.
Now, he actually said on that video that I played the clip, sometimes I do get it wrong. Yeah. Daz, you've gotten it wrong here. You have gotten it wrong here. You're basing your whole opinion on that voice note that was sent to you. And that voice note is claiming that there's a video, is claiming that there's a photograph, is claiming that the guards were there. It's so frustratingly annoying that people literally believe all this.
this shit.
Oh, these people would swallow a brick, though. They would, and they would literally believe that we're being paid by the government because we don't want
to. I wish we were, but we're
can
not.
Can I just say to you, if this was three Somali men, and we had a video right now showing three Somali men with their handkerchiefs tucked into their shirts with knives and forks eating that dog, I would be the first person on here saying put them on a plane, on a boat, and get them the fuck out of here. But the fact is,
there is no proof, there is no evidence. In a world that we live in, where every single photograph gets shared, if there was a photograph, if there was a video, if there was an arrest even of this Irish guy allegedly arrested, we would know about it. Our number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to get you involved in this conversation. In just a moment, I'm going to be talking to a man who was there at Shangan in Ballymun the other day, and he will tell us exactly what he found.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Keith, you came across this scene in Ballymun the other day. Tell us what you witnessed.
Yeah, that's correct. So basically, I would have been tagged on my Instagram page several times with various different, let's say, influencer type platforms talking about the fact that a dog had been allegedly born for the purpose of eating the dog by some people there in Ballymun.
Okay, so you arrived at the scene, and many of us have seen videos of this dog. Tell me exactly what you discovered.
What I discovered was a bull breed dog, possibly a Staffy or a smaller, maybe a pit bull or something along those lines. It's hard to distinguish at that stage, obviously, because the remains were fairly charred and burned. And so basically, there would have been evidence there of, you know, blue bottles and maggots. So it looked to me like the dog had been dead for, you know, at least maybe 24 hours or so.
Okay. And from what I could see, now I'm no expert, but I've seen the videos of guys who went up to the site and uncovered the dog. It was actually you that covered up the dog in the first place, is that right?
No, it wasn't. Obviously, some locals had covered the dog up before I arrived, and a friend of mine who was also involved in rescue, she went initially to scan the dog, but she was a bit concerned that maybe she hadn't scanned in full, because look, it's a very difficult task for anyone to do. You're talking about, you know, dogs and intestines and brain matter spilling out onto the grass, so it's not an easy challenge for someone to go and do that. So I just said I'd follow up and I'd go over and do a bit more digging around to see if I could find any trace of a microchip. Believe it or not, they can survive in a fire. So it is possible that a chip can still be read to try and identify an owner. So we can find out what happened to the dog and what actually happened to the dog, as opposed to, you know, social media posts. I'm not saying what was said was true or false, because no one actually knows at this point in time.
Okay, now, what I saw from that video, to me, it looked like an animal that had been burned in the wheelie bin, and the plastic of the wheelie bin melted around the dog's carcass. Would I be far wrong there?
That is correct. So the wheelie bin had melted almost to a liquidized state. The bar that was seen in some of the footage that was shared around was actually the axle off the wheelie bin. So whether it was used to prod the dog or poke the dog, if it was being borne by people that intended to eat the dog, I don't know. But to say the dog was skewered, as what was said on social media, I think for me personally, the bar was shorter than the dog itself, and there was no evidence to show that the dog had been skewered when I got there. It was just like literally the remains of the wheelie bin melted, the dog, some household rubbish that had been in the bin. And again, as I said to you previously, it's very same as what I found up in Jobstown 6 years ago.
Okay, so in Jobstown 6 years ago, you found the remains of a dog that had been burned to death inside a wheelie bin.
Correct.
And that is not dissimilar to what you found in Ballymun.
This was identical. This was identical down as far as the breed of dog. They were both bull breeds. They were both burned in the wheelie bin, and they were both discarded kind of in the public area where kids had been deeply distraught and found. And look, obviously, again, without trying to drift off too much, right, there was a lot of kids there that were concerned about the dog, and it was nice to see so many locals, up in arms about the dog, which naturally people will be, but it was still difficult for some kids there to look at, and they couldn't believe that I was actually, you know, handling the dog with gloves and stuff even at that. But it was quite a is a hard thing to do, yeah?
Okay, now, as you've seen yourself on social media, and it has been spread very widely, not just in this country, but in the UK, it has been suggested, and this is exactly the quote, three Somalian men skewered a dog and were barbecuing it, basically, on Saturday night. I know you don't want to speculate on exactly what did happen, but did you see any evidence that would in any way make you think that was a possibility?
Well, all I know is that somebody burnt a dog in a bin. The evidence,
but not on a barbecue spit.
No, it was a wheelie bin.
Okay,
it was a wheelie bin. So, like, it appeared to me that the dog was burnt in the bin. Like, for someone to, I'm not saying that there wasn't the intent, because no one actually knows, but. For me personally, I don't know I don't care what country you're from. If you're going to eat a dog, would you eat with plastic melted all over it? And I don't know. Like, do you know what I mean?
You really know the answer yourself. You wouldn't. You just wouldn't.
So can I read one of the messages, lads? I'm just looking. Daz posted this on his Instagram page and says, this was the message that was sent to Daz. And says, hey, Daz, there was an incident in Ballymun this past week with three Somalians who were caught cooking a dog. Two Irish lads walking home from work caught them and tried to stop what was happening but couldn't. When the guards arrived on the scene, they arrested one of the Irish lads, and then they were told, now this is the bit that really gets me. So this was the message that was sent to Daz, that the guards, when the complaint was made, that the guard says there's nothing they can do, that it's their culture. Now, the guards would not
in a million years,
say that
not
in a million,
years. Okay, so like you said, Keith.
The guards have no record of such an arrest being made in relation to this incident. So what's crucial here is the guy that claims he was arrested should come forward with the videos that he has claimed
absolutely
to have on his phone, because ultimately this is all getting lost. And what I'm here for is to find out and to assist those that are responsible for finding out what happened to this dog, because no matter what happened to the dog, even if it was just died of natural causes and was binned, it shouldn't be discarded in that way. It's not how we treat dogs, regardless of where we're from. So ultimately, the video that is said to record three Somali men doing this to the dog, it's being said by the same people that they have this video, but they're yet to release it, they're yet to give it to the guards. So I'm just confused at the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm getting flacked online in relation to the incident, saying, you know, we all know that they did this, but we don't all know.
No, like, nobody knows.
Until the video surfaces, nobody knows.
And you know, and I know, there is no such video. There is no video, because if there was, it would be out there by now.
Yeah, given the way these things spread so quickly, if that video existed, that video would be shared more than the photograph of the charred body of the dog. The video would be up there.
Well, who knows? Like, look, someone could have this video, and the reason for posting could be to draw this out to get more continued, interest sparked and get the followers up, saying the video's coming. As soon as I get the video, I'll share it. My opinion of that is if you have the video, you're hampering the investigation at this stage. You're wasting everybody's time looking for three Somali men. Either it was or wasn't. We don't care who did it. Obviously, it would be concerning if people are eating the dog, but I'm not saying they did, they didn't. It's a human at the end of the day has done something to a dog, and that's what we need to find out. So if there's evidence out there, I would suggest people give it to the guard, because they're looking for it. They're looking to find out what happened. So this thing of, the guards won't help us, they won't do anything. They are actively investigating this, but if the video is there and it doesn't and it exists, give it to the guards. Give it to the guards and let them investigate. The guy that was arrested, if he was arrested at the scene for challenging these guys, well, then the guards were there. So the guards obviously took those guys' details as well. Like, where is all this information? Why are these big gaps and delays in getting this information across to the people who were assigned by the state to deal with these things? You know what I mean?
Thanks very much indeed for your call, Keith. And I know Keith is very reluctant. And look, I can understand. He's very reluctant to call this out as absolute, utter and total bullshit.
He's getting abuse on
dogs abuse online, yeah.
If you pardon the pun, and we'll get abuse as well. Here, listen, all we're doing is trying to get to the bottom of this story. We asked 4 hours ago, we asked for people to provide evidence that three Somalian men were sitting in a field eating a barbecue dog that they cooked on a spit. Like, and people have this image, it's like a pig with the apple in its gob and being twisted around on. And I'm not making light of it, I'm just saying what people think. So we asked 3 hours ago.
And you've just heard from Keith that the dog was covered in melted plastic. The melted plastic from a wheelie bin, not from being on a spit.
So the dog, and I'm not a vet, but I'll actually have to show it to my missus when I get home later. She hasn't seen it yet. I'm not a vet, but I would imagine the fact that the dog was covered in plastic means that the dog was in the bin when the bin was set alight.
I'm not a scientist, and I can tell you that's what happened. You could even see from the carcass of the dog that it was covered in melted plastic. It wasn't consumed by human beings.
So why are people hearing that story? These are the facts, then. We're after giving you the facts. Why are people still going, no, that's not true?
Because
They want it to be true.
They want it to be true. That's exactly it. And again, I'll go back to the man who said this.
Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
Yeah. Now, Trump was ridiculed for doing that, but he said it, and enough people actually believe that immigrants eat our pets. That's the reality. And there are people who genuinely believe that's happening. And that voice note that we played earlier on from that individual claiming to know everything, the lads stumbled across it. They took videos, they took photographs, and then one of them was arrested.
The guard said no crime was committed.
No crime. It's their culture. Let them at it. Leave them eating the dog. And then the final mystery of that voice note that I played was this allegedly happened early in the morning when the lads were on their way home from work. Who would think of having a barbecue early in the morning?
No, I never have barbecues before 6 p.m.
No.
Dave McLaughlin, who's always the voice of reason, sums it up quite well. He says, three black lads roasting and eating a dog in the open, and there aren't 100 different videos all over social. I call bollocks.
That's exactly our point.
Where are the videos?
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Yeah, I'm a bit confused here because, you know, if I was you two, I'd seriously be getting back onto the government to negotiate how much you're getting paid, because you're both working loads of jobs, so you're not getting paid enough to push
this
agenda.
That's very true. You're very true. Yeah, go on anyway.
No. I think he should get paid more. It's the greatest load of bollocks I've ever heard in my life.
And I agree, except what startles me, what shocks me, what disgusts me is the amount of people that I have heard from, even in my own circle, over the weekend saying, oh my God, isn't that dreadful what they did to that dog in Ballymun?
Can I
just clarify, what happened to that dog in Ballymun is an absolute disgrace.
Yes.
Okay, but now, a couple of people said, I'll quote exactly what somebody said to me yesterday. Those animals should be fucked out of the country after doing that to that dog. Now, that is somebody who believes that Somalians were cooking this dog.
Because I'll be honest, right? When I first heard this, it was like, oh my God, three Somalians have burnt a dog, right? And I was like, oh my God. And then when it was barbecued it to eat it, I went, oh, here we go. And then the Chinese whisper started. It all got legs. So it was like, okay, there was videos of them eating it, you know, and then the guards came along and arrested the three of them and took the dog away for DNA. And then like that, as somebody put up earlier on, hold on a second, didn't they say that Sikh that was carrying a knife, it was in his culture? Yeah, that is in their culture. Somalians don't eat dogs. It's not their culture. And I'd like to see where people have proof
This is one of these things that propagates as well, that Donald Trump wasn't talking about Somalians, Haitians or somewhere, I don't know where the hell he was talking about.
It was Haitians.
They're basically the argument. So basically, if you're a foreigner, it's your culture to eat dogs, which is just...
Now, if the people in the field had to be Koreans, then you'd say, maybe there's a bit of truth
again, Jeremy, nobody is having a barbecue of a dog in a public field in Ballymun on a summer's evening or summer's morning
and,
or whatever.
And
the
yes,
hell.
Again, there it's an alleged thing because suddenly the video that has come out is after the three Somalians have left their food without eating it.
Yeah, like seriously, you know? Why would you go to the trouble of cooking something and not eat it?
And again, as I said, what were they doing wearing Somalian football jerseys? Because how do you know they were Somalian unless you had a chat with them?
And said, give us a look at your passport there, lads. None of this happened. In fact, it was a very... There was a great series of documentaries on Sky News that I was watching the other day.
Oh, about the fake news?
About the fake news and how, for example, a video circulated online in the UK of a load of black young fellas in a supermarket all with their faces covered up, intimidating people. The video was AI generated. Never actually happened.
AI. Never. You can't believe anything now. But do you know what actually I have
Angela, what I was about to say, just before you go on, what I was about to say is that was a video that was AI generated to show these black lads taking over a supermarket or whatever. But this is an incident that allegedly really, really, really happened and really, really, really has a video behind it. And nobody has seen it.
Someone at home right now is trying to make an AI video of three Somalians sitting in Ballymore.
Yeah. But do you know what? I do have to say disgusted me even more is the delight in people sharing it. It was like, yes, we have them.
But again, Angela, this all comes back, and I'm sorry for your trouble, Daz. You can say, Jeremy, to your heart's content that you like some of the stuff that he does. Daz, what you shared online is absolute bollocks.
And it was painful.
And you should come out and admit that.
And you should come out and admit that. And for you to glory in the fact that guys in England are sharing it, that spread this video wide and far so that everybody can know that this is what is happening in Ireland. Daz, this is not happening in Ireland. And I'm really pissed off that you spread that sort of image. I get really pissed off that people like him are spreading this image of this society that we live in. That is not what he's portraying. That is not happening. They are not
Because, to be honest, that happened where I'm from on kind of a different topic. But you know, the way, like, they're all kidnapping and raping kids. And down here, two young fellas were accused of attempting to kidnap a woman, or a young one, right, a teenager. They had to leave the town. They left their jobs. The police were after the guy who spread it around. He was putting up rewards and everything, and it turned out to be absolute bullshit. Mm. He was up in court. Thank God he was up in court for it. You know, because, like, the maliciousness over it, and that's what I don't like either, is the fact that the second somebody sees a video like that, they're like, yes, yes, we've got this now. It's another agenda. We can get them out. Here's another reason to get them out of the country.
Okay.
And it's like, no, only you're wrong.
Only last week in Ballymun, there was another example of foreigners being attacked completely in the wrong. Now, in this instant, foreigners are being blamed for cooking a dog. But remind us of that story from Ballymun last week, Jeremy.
This was the men who had taken part in a community park run. This was actually horrible, this was. And again, this came about because people... The thing is, the way social media is geared now, and I'm bringing this story in a second, but it is very important because I've spoken to people who work in social media and say this, that stories like this will get legs quicker.
Yeah. Because they get spread quicker.
Yeah. So if you put up a story on Facebook or Instagram tomorrow saying a dog was knocked down in Ballymun and was picked up and rescued by a Somalian man who brought to a vet. If you put that story up on Facebook tomorrow, it would get fuck all traction. Absolute fuck all traction. And the story would disappear. But if you say a Somalian man... saw a dog in the middle of the road and put it into fifth gear and ran the dog down several times, then put it in the boot and brought it home for dinner, that story would get much more legs. So that's the way this worked. But it was a Saturday afternoon. Three men confronted and attacked in Poppentry Park. So the men were involved in a local community park run, so doing some good for the community. But obviously word got around that there were three foreign men. Now, I didn't see the original post on what it was claiming the men were doing, but it falsely claimed the men were doing something else.
Near a playground.
It's always the way, near a playground. And far-right yobs, and that's all they are, beat these men up for taking part in a community run. And it's going to happen again and again and again because people are thick as fuck. They see posts on social media and they don't look for evidence.
Our number is 085-825-2626.
I'm sorry to Daz. I know you will listen to this, Daz, and you should have come on actually to defend yourself. The thing is, Daz, and you know, you think you're doing good by sharing these stories. What's going to happen is you will be held accountable, because you saw it happening to your man Nolan. You saw it happening to Graham Carey as well. People posting stuff online that is
inciting hatred.
That's
literally what it is. And because you're singling out individuals from the country of Somalia as being responsible for this. And it's absolute bollocks.
So at the moment, I would imagine there's nut jobs, far right nut jobs, going around trying to find these three Somalian men and beat the shit out of them. And Daz, that's on you. If that happens, that is on you. You spread this story based on a voice note from someone you don't know, who, if you listen to the voice note, she was hearing it from someone else. It's like a Chinese whisper. It's the old story of, I know a fella who knows a fella who works with a fella who knows a fella. And 9 times out of 10, stories like that end up being absolute bollocks.
And I believe, and this is not just for Daz, but for others who spread fake news, there should ultimately be a punishment for spreading and propagating false, made-up news that has absolutely no basis in truth. Let me bring in more opinions on this. They are flying in. Martin.
Afternoon, lads. We'll make it on. I think we can all agree on one thing, that whoever did this, no matter if they were Somalian or Irish, they need to be strung up by the bollocks for burning a dog. That is the lowest of the fucking low. That's the dregs of fucking society, no matter where they came from. But I can see why people would say that it's foreigners. I mean, so they're not saying it's Somalians now, but they do. Some groups do have form for this sort of thing. I mean, around us, there was a gang of them called stealing swans from the lake, and they're up in court for it. They were caught getting them, bringing them home and eating them. So, you know, different cultures, lads. Different things go on. So I wouldn't count it out just yet.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, guys. Just listening in. I just seen there about an hour ago that the NSPCA actually posted that they went out to the scene on Thursday.
Yeah, we actually read out their post earlier on this episode. They were out there late last week, yeah.
So why were the remains left there? I know Keith, and I don't understand why they were left there.
That's a very good question that I'm not in a position to answer. I did see the NSPCA post, but I can't answer as to why the remains of the animal were left there. That doesn't really make sense to me. We'll try and get to the bottom of it. Try and get the
time. I'd love to, yeah.
Try to get
because
the,
as
the,
an advocate, as an advocate for dogs and animal cruelty, this is just, they're the official body. I just don't understand. I'm very obsessed, to be honest.
It is. Can I tell you, Lisa, for anybody who thinks, and I'm reading some of the comments that are coming in, some really horrible comments against people like myself and Jeremy, saying that we're condoning this. Nobody on this episode of this podcast has condoned what happened to that poor dog. What happened to that poor dog, no matter who's responsible for it, and I don't believe it was three Somalian men.
They should be strung up by the balls.
Whoever is responsible, because it was a human being, the dog didn't jump into a wheelie bin by himself and set himself on fire. It was a human being that caused that destruction to that animal.
Yep.
Whoever that person was should be strung up by their short and curly.
And the story that took legs over the weekend is distracting from that, and that's what really annoys me.
Lisa, since I heard this story yesterday, and since I looked at all of the way in which this story has been propagated, the more angry I'm becoming, because it is my fervent belief that it is somebody local who either found a dead dog or killed a dog for whatever reason. It could have been a fighting dog that was useless to them anymore, because don't forget the people who would be involved in dog fighting don't give a fuck about the animal anyway. Anyway, my point is that making up this made up story is covering up for who actually did this.
And lads, the thing is, if this does come out, who was responsible for this? And say for argument's sake, I'm not speculating here, but say for argument's sake, it turns out that it's two lads, two yup bros from Ballymun who did it, because people are very cruel to animals. Jesus, every Halloween, cats and dogs get bangers stuck up their arse. Is it Somalians doing that? No, I'm not saying Somalians don't commit crimes. I'm sure they do.
Obviously, there are bogey foreigners in this country. Yeah. There's no denying. denying that. There are foreigners in this country causing trouble, breaking the law.
They should be deported.
None of that is in dispute.
Yeah.
My issue is literally spreading news without any verification, without any proof,
exactly,
to incite absolute hatred against foreigners.
Yeah.
And that's what that is aimed at.
And to take away from the real issue, you know, a dog was thrown into a wheelie bin, discarded like rubbish, you know, and it's just not on, just not on.
And sorry, the point I was going to make is if it turns out that, and again, we don't know 100%, 110% that it wasn't three Somalia men, but I'm asking to see the evidence. I want to see the evidence. But if it turns out that it was, that it's two local yuppros who are just scumbags and like committing cruelty to animals, that story will not get the same legs. And I can guarantee you the people that the people that spread the original story.
Oh, if somebody actually produces a video of young fellas chucking the dog into a bin and setting it on fire.
And it's two of our own, and it turns out to be two of our own, that story will not get the same legs. It doesn't suit the narrative.
Exactly. And I appreciate you having me on, you know, just to say that the remains were there on Thursday, you know, when the NSPCA went out, and I know Keith went out on Saturday and the remains were still there. Mm. So I really
I'd be very curious to know the exact timeline of events, and we'll get on to the NSPCA and ask them if Thursday was the right day, and why didn't you take the remains away? I'm definitely trying to get to the bottom of that.
And thanks for having me on, guys.
And again, Lisa, I find it really distressing, disturbing, upsetting, any other adjective you can use to see what happened to that dog, no matter who was responsible.
Now,
animal cruelty just sickens me to my stomach.
Just an update, lads. One of, she's obviously a friend of Daz, Louise Kaloppi, she's commenting on her Facebook page here, and she's after messaging Daz to say, Daz, you're being slated on Opinions Matter. And his reply is, I don't want to read out the full thing, full transparency. And he says, I don't care. And then she said, the neck of them, and your man Keith was on, said, that's not what happened. What the fuck? Okay, so here's the thing.
Keith was there.
So here's the invitation to both Daz and Louise Kaloppi, who's been sent. Amanda, did you send her a message?
Yeah, I can see the message there, yeah.
Yeah, so Louise, if you're calling out bullshit, and we've said this, I'm here, I'm open to any suggestions.
So am I.
So Louise Kaloppi, if you have evidence to the contrary, and if Daz... and by the way, I haven't slated Daz once. Haven't slated him once.
No, I have.
Oh, yeah, you have. I said he does some good videos sometimes. But if you have evidence, Louise, as your little spying on us and reporting back to your buddy Daz, little spy, if you have evidence to the contrary, have the balls to come on and actually put it to us. Have the balls.
And Daz.
Well, Daz could be busy, but Louise is on her page right now. So, Louise, have the balls. I've called you out to come on and say, what? So she said to Daz, this is the exact words, the neck of them, and your man Keith was on, said that's not what happened. What the fuck? So what happened, Louise? Come on.
You tell us.
We'd love to know.
We'd love to see the proof.
Because we're all on the same page here when it comes up. We all want to know who's responsible, and that we want them strung up for that.
So we're all in agreement on that one.
I actually can't get that out of my head. I don't know, was the dog dead before he was set up? I can't even think about it because I'm such a lover of animals. I want to see justice. And if the person or people who did that to the dog, if they're Somalian, Ugandan, I don't care where they're from, I want to see justice. So I don't care where they're from. I've no skin in this game. I just want to see justice.
I have skin in this game, and the skin in this game is people literally propagating absolute lies for a particular agenda. And it just makes me sick to my stomach. Lisa, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks, Louis. Just to say to Louise again, because the podcast can't go on all day, so just we're giving you ample time to come on. It'll be over in about 10 or 15 minutes time, and we're giving you ample time to come on. In fact, I'm going to message her myself. You, Amanda, leave it to me for one sec. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm messaging to say to come on with the evidence that it's fake.
Yep, absolutely. Our number is 0858252626. By the way, for those of you who listen to our podcast, you may be interested, if you are available during the week, that we actually do the show live on our Facebook page every weekday at about 1:30 on facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And that's how we come to this episode. Now, Colm sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Good afternoon, guys. Very, very interesting topic, very tragic topic. And, you know, just reminds me of that stag that was killed just before Christmas. Its meat wasn't taken. The meat wasn't taken. It was just, its head was chopped off for sport. And it just reminds me of that. You know, we've had criminals in this country for a very long time. But they're out ahead on drugs. They steal cars. They shoot each other. They cause trouble out on the roads fighting each other. But one thing they don't do, generally, is rob people's pets, skewer them, and barbecue them. So I'd bet my life that these weren't Irish nationals. And I think it's shocking. Absolutely shocking. What is next? What is next? Someone's arm chopped off because they're albino. You know, their apartment's broken in the night and someone tries to chop their fucking wrist off for black magic. It's craziness. What has Ireland gone to? What has Dublin gone to? The dogs.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Keith has been on with his opinion.
You know what, lads? It's fucking disgraceful that that's being covered up. Why? Because if you don't want to link fucking migration to crime. So let's tell the people it wasn't it was a pig or, you know, come up with some fucking sad excuse. The reality of it is that three Somalians, you asked earlier almost, was there proof of it? Yeah, there is proof of it, that there was three Somalis standing there at first, who was confronted first. And then when he went back to story, obviously went around and he went there and got the video or whatever the hell it surfaced. But don't try to cover it up. This is what's wrong with the place. You know, people are hearing the truth off someone else and then the mainstream media come out and say, no, it didn't happen. That's what's wrong with the fucking place. Cop on.
Keith, I want to just rewind your message there for 1 second. Hang on.
You asked earlier almost, was there proof of it? Yeah, there is proof of it.
There is proof of it, Keith. Where is this proof? Please tell me where the proof is. Is the proof that voice note? Is it? Hang on, let's keep going.
That there was three Somalis standing there at first.
There was three Somalis standing there. This is all based on that voice. Keith, seriously, man. Give your head a fucking wobble, man. There is proof. How is a voice note proof of anything?
Yeah, I mean, I can send Adrian a voice note saying now that I murdered 10 cats in my
and
bag.
There's my proof. There's my proof. Oh, Keith, seriously, man. I know you're a regular listener to our podcast, but sometimes you really need to give your head a wobble. There is no proof. And if there is proof, I want to see the proof, please. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Calm down. Look at the Let's feel the love.
Go on. What do you want to say?
You two ain't doing yourselves any favours. Right? Number one, you know that, okay? As soon as you say it didn't happen, you are NGOs, you are paid for the government, We know that, Adrian. There is proof. There's proof of a dog dead in a bin, okay? That's the proof we have. There's no proof of who done what. I'd say what really happened there was, what, did somebody say it was a bully or an XL bully, was it?
It was some sort of a bulldog, yeah.
Right. Well, we all know what happened with the bulldogs. They're now illegal in this country, yeah?
That's right.
Okay, so we all know what happened there. Some fucking scumbag, some absolute lowlife decided to fucking, the dog probably died, or something happened, and they done that to the dog, okay, and discarded it, because nobody in the right mind is going to barbecue a dog in a fucking wheelie bin.
Early in the morning. Allegedly.
This was done by some fucking lowlife who had their dog. I hope this dog is chipped and I hope this dog can be fucking traced back to the owner, okay? Because I guarantee you'll find the owner is a fucking gobshite. Yeah, and it's easy to bounce them out. There was probably three black fellas walking by and look, Jesus Christ, what's that? Like I do. If you were walking by and you seen that, wouldn't you put, you throw your eye over and go,
Jesus,
of
course you would. Absolutely, yeah. Of course you would.
Okay, so we all know what happened there. Ireland's full of black people now. So three were videotaped there. They done it, they had it. No proof. But we don't need proof anymore. We just need gobshites to keep saying it.
And this is the bit that really bugs me. That's what really annoys me. And like I said, Daz, that I called out a while ago, Daz, you are part of the problem here, that you get told a story and you believe the story without any proof whatsoever, and then you spread it online and all your mates in England spread it online.
Adrian, that's Daz's team. That's how he gets his hit.
I understand
that. He doesn't
that.
Ask for proof because he doesn't need proof. He's not like you. He can't be held accountable.
We can't either, really. This is an independent podcast.
No, you have one of the radio stations where you are professionally employed. You know, know, in that way where, like, I mean, I know what you're saying, this is your private business, but if you took your private business, Adrian, and started spewing that shite, do you honestly not think LMFM would have you?
No, probably not. No, in
they
would. No,
they'd fuck you straight out. And they wouldn't. And you know they wouldn't, okay? It's easy nowadays to blame everything on the foreigner. We were the foreigner at one stage in different countries. We were blamed on everything. It's just full circle now. It's just come back around. That's on our doorstep now. We've been looking at this going on through Europe, England, America for the last 100 fucking years, yeah? And we were never touched. We were never touched. We were never touched. We were never touched. And then around the 90s, we started getting touched. And look at the stories that came out. They were leaving buggies at bus stops. They were getting onto a bus with a kid. I don't want to fold the buggy up. The welfare will give me another one.
Now, in fairness, funny you mention that story. I do have to say this. I did see a buggy being left at... No, this is no joke. I saw a buggy being left at the bus stop around the corner from us the other day.
I see loads.
A double buggy.
But yeah. Doesn't mean they walk straight into the welfare and go, I need another buggy. Well, you had one last week. Yeah, I didn't want to fold it up. It's bullshit, okay? We all know it's bullshit. It's the void and conquer.
Sorry,
one last thing, because I'm going to get the trolls going on. He wants all foreigners out. No, I don't. I've never once said that to you, lads, and yous. No. I've always said, I don't want lazy shites in this country.
Exactly, we all agree. And so, we don't want people who burn dogs in bins.
Yeah. No, that is in North, I think it's North Asia, in around China, you know, somewhere up that end.
Yeah, no, and places like Vietnam. I actually saw dog. I was in Vietnam about 10, 12 years ago, and I actually saw dogs in a basket on the back of a motorbike being taken off for slaughter. Like, so
now, what's the difference between me putting a chicken on the back of a motorbike and bringing it up and fucking cooking it? That's our culture. What's the difference with me throwing it? I know we wouldn't get a cow on it, but you know what I mean? Like, we throw our fucking, our cows, our pigs, and our chickens, yeah? And we cook them and eat them.
And you go to somewhere like India, where the cow is the sacred animal. They think we're savages for eating cows.
I know. Muslims don't eat pork. We fucking love a sausage.
But let's not normalise eating dogs, if that's
no,
okay.
No, nobody is.
Because that's not our culture. But if you go to Asia and them places, Jeremy, and that's a delicacy over there. Now, whether we like it or not, because we're from a different predator, we don't see that. But what they see us do to pigs and chickens and fucking cows, they're looking going, I wouldn't eat a pig. It rolls around his own shit all day long. You know that type of way? And that, we are different cultures, but the world has got so much smaller now. I've said this before, the world has got so much smaller now. It's not a big place.
But hang on, Billy, given the evidence that is in front of us all, and we all have the same evidence, given the evidence and what we've spoken
about... Sorry, we don't have any evidence.
There is no evidence. Okay, all we have evidence is of a carcass. We have evidence of a born animal in the middle of a field.
Given what you know, what is your take on what happened? Given what you know.
Some fucker from this country, probably a dub, more than likely an Irish person, yeah? Had a dog that's on the banned list. Right? We all know what comes. Come on.
That's it. That's your take.
And that's my take.
I think that dog either passed, had an accident, bit a child, the owner got shit and got scared. I have a banned dog on the breed list.
All right. Again, without proof.
Take rocket science, Adrian.
Yeah, without proof to the contrary, we'll have to go with that theory. But apparently, there is proof out there. We just haven't been seen.
Okay, here is Daniel just reading them out. You two have to be the biggest shills. Jesus, that word's still going around.
Yeah, seriously.
That word's going around since the shills. What is a shill, by the way?
I don't know.
No, do you know?
No, I don't.
Does anybody know what a shill is? Isn't it paid for government or something like that?
Okay. Yeah.
Thomas Gass, the people who are on the social welfare who literally get paid by the government are called those shills. You have to be the biggest shills. The absolute state of the country is in. A dog has been turned into charcoal and all you can do is focus on Dad spreading the news, you pack of cowards. Now, I wonder, does this coward want to come on?
What would you say? No, he won't come on.
And by the way, I didn't say any... This obviously Dad's put up a video. I didn't say anything bad about Dad's. I'd say...
I did.
Yeah, I know you did. I said that if Daz, and someone is saying you sound pissed off at Daz, he's only sharing what got sent to him. Yes, Phil, but sharing what got sent to you is not good enough. So Phil,
and being absolutely thrilled that like-minded people in the UK were spreading this news that Somalians in Ballymun are eating dogs. So, that is not true.
So just this fella, Phil, who's on our Facebook page, that Daz is only sharing what he got sent him. Okay, Phil, let me put it into perspective here. But if we got a message today, Phil, about you.
We actually got a message a couple of weeks ago. My husband raped me at home. Will you talk about it? And we said, of course we can't talk about it. Oh, no, I'll speak to you. I'll tell you what my husband did to me. Now, do you think we could actually do that? She's telling us. She's giving us the information.
There are laws.
There are laws, literally.
So again, Phil, if you don't think the old expression, don't shoot the messenger. So, Phil, if somebody sent us a message about you right now saying that you...
That's exactly the point I just made. Yes, yeah.
Saying that you fried two cats out your back garden. That you fried two cats out your back garden and you ate them with some curry sauce.
Could we actually run with that story because it was sent to us?
And it didn't have a photograph of you, Phil. It just said, Phil, from wherever you're from, Phil... Clondalkin is where you're from. So Phil from Clondalkin was frying two cats out of his back garden because he loves eating cats.
And we've just been told this.
And we ran with that story. We were only sharing what got sent to us, Phil. You would be down to your solicitors, and you'd rightfully so, like a light to sue us.
Let me squeeze in one final message from Ellie.
Hey guys, thanks for covering this topic today. I genuinely can't come on because I'll get too upset talking about this, but I'm absolutely horrified by people's selective outrage. Like the comments and posts that I'm seeing on social media about this, people seem more upset about the fact that they think a Somalian did a crime than the fact a dog was killed. All we have are the current facts we can go off at the moment. There is no evidence. I know multiple people are saying there is evidence and someone has videos and someone was arrested and blah, blah, blah. If that is true, please give that information to the guards so justice can be gotten for this dog. We should be outraged that this happened to a dog, not making memes about dogs being spit roasted. Like, what is wrong with people?
And that's the whole point that I've been trying to make and that several callers have made, Ellie, that this story of Somalians cooking dogs has taken away from the true story that a dog was killed or at least burned in a disrespectful way, whether it was dead or alive or otherwise. And it just brings me back, and I just can't stop playing this.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs.
Think of how insane that was.
That got him elected.
That did get him elected.
People now are too lazy to do their own research. And when they see a video saying something, they will take it as gospel. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the world we're living in. And that goes back to my point to that fella who was saying he was just spreading the news. Spreading fake news is
should be illegal.
Well, it is.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow and click on the bell icon, and we'll catch you on the next episode.